Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, November 20th, 2020. So this is 11-20-2020. Here we are, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Now, before we went to break there this morning, we were talking a little bit about, what a lot of people refer to as road rage. But when it happens in a parking lot, I don't know that it's road rage. So it's more, just anger and no patience. And I think that's what it is. Does anybody else have a story about this? Remember, if you call in and the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Basically, the question is, why are people so short-tempered when it comes to waiting in line at the fast food places, when it comes to being in line at the grocery store or the retail store? Why do they feel they're entitled to have somebody bagging their groceries or their other items? What is that? Why do they speed up when you're crossing the street? Trying to hit you? I don't know. So any opinions on this, would love to hear, because I think it's gotten worse in the last 10 years as opposed to time before that. So let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I believe we have a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
My aggravation with the grocery stores is that they have 20 lanes and only two of them are open.
You know, I don't
That's what I don't understand, and I think that's what a lot of people get upset about.
Well, you know, I think the reason that's done is because I think they only schedule two cashiers.
I know, but why? But why would... Why?
Well, I think... Now, the thought is, and I'm not sure what this is, but my understanding is the thought always has been is that most of the time, it's not usually busy like that. So, if it does get busy, we want to make sure we have some left open so somebody can go to one and open it up should we need to have extra people. I don't know. You know, maybe they just don't want to pay people to stand there and do nothing all day.
Then why build it with 20 registers?
Well, I think it's so that if they do get busy, they can have people get on and try to thin the lines out. I think that's the theory behind
it. Well, it's theory, but they don't. don't use it.
Well, my confusion is why are so many people so impatient at the grocery? I mean, don't they set enough time aside to shop?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm retired. I know when I was working, it was, you're either doing it on your lunch hour or you have to run to the store after you get off work because you have to get home to fix food for your family. And I think that could be one reason. It doesn't bother me anymore, but I used to get aggravated.
Well, it's just funny because I always think about, every other kind of business, from a bank to a bill company when people used to go inside and pay their bills,
to any other place where you have to deal with another person face to face, and there are always lines at those other places, and nobody ever flips out at those places and goes berserk. They they figure, okay, well, I need to do this, so I've got to wait here. But if they are in a grocery store or they are in a department store, that is just unacceptable. They need to be able to,
because there's all these registers and they're not open.
I think they should just tear down the registers then.
There you go.
Yeah, because I think maybe that's it. Maybe because, I don't know any business that could completely staff for every busy situation. You know what I've always noticed, and I don't understand it. Why does everybody come up at the same time? You can have a half hour where nobody will come, you will have nobody standing in line, nobody near you, and then one person comes up and 50 people come up.
It's called Murphy's Law.
It is, and I think that causes a problem as well. If I was in the grocery store, I would think, oh, there's a line there, and I do this when I'm in the grocery store. If there's a line, I don't go up there right then, and I understand we're all working on time schedules, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like when I pull into the fast food in the morning. Sometimes there's a line,
sometimes
there's
not. But when you pull into the fast food, you see that there's only two lines. You yourself get aggravated when they put out that cone and they only open up the one line.
Well, I do that because I know that the person working the window has a headset to hear both of those intercoms, and I think of all places to park the truck, why? And they're only doing it when the truck's there. And I'm thinking, why would you park the truck on that part of the building? You know, now if they brought a truck in the grocery store and blocked off seven or eight aisles, that would make me angry as well.
Well, if you're gonna have 20 registers, at least have six or eight of them open and not just two.
Well, this is...
That would solve the whole problem.
Well, you know what I think the problem... Well, you know, in the end, I think what it all comes down to is what the big wigs in the grocery store business would say is, they would say, okay, we can do that, but we're going to have to raise the prices because now we're going to be paying the wage of eight more people to be there. You know, because you can't just bring people in for 15 minutes. You're going to have to bring them in for four, six. I believe the minimum shift anybody can work at this point at any business is 4 hours. I don't think you can bring somebody in shorter. So we're going to have to pay somebody at least for 4 hours to do that, maybe four other people. So it's our overhead's going to go way up. And you'd be surprised at what I don't know about a department store, but the overhead in groceries, the profit margin in some stores, especially the littler stores, is not very big at all.
Not very much. No. I understand that. But at least if they brought in employees to possibly stock shelves or whatever, but if there's lines forming, then they should have people that they can call up to the register, get through the busy period, and then those people can go back to restocking shelves or straightening shelves or answering people's questions.
Well, I have another question on this, because I saw this happen yesterday, and also there's something else I want to ask you, because the whole bagger situation, now that I don't like, because I know Save-A-Lot does not have baggers, I know Aldi does not have baggers, I know Meijer does not have baggers, and nobody cares, they still shop there, but if a place offers baggers, which is just a service to you,
right.
You know, you're not paying. When one isn't there, the fact that somebody would get angry about that, you know, I think this is why businesses do away with them altogether. Because they figure, well, geez, when we offer them, people get bent out of shape anyway.
That I don't know.
But have you seen that? That's a funny thing.
Well, I don't shop the stores where I have to bag my own stuff. I shop Kroger and I shop Walmart or Meijer. I don't go to the other grocery stores.
And
so
I don't
I can't I don't I don't know about that. I don't. I can't.
Right, and I think even Walmart and Meijer don't have per se beggars anymore. They just
the gals or the guys behind the register, as your items are going through, they're putting them in a bag, and then, you know, I don't mind taking the bag and putting it in my cart.
Right. Well, I don't, you know, I just, I think back to the days when everybody had a bagger and everybody had paper sacks, and, you know, like the old Smith Cardinal is in my mind, because I, you know, and they had, I think, three registers, maybe four, altogether the entire time they were open from the 50s to the 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And I don't ever remember seeing fights in there. You knew when you went into Smith Cardinal that it was not Meijer or Walmart. You knew that it was going to take a minute. You knew you were going to wait in line at points. But people expected it. And I think the problem is that they go into these big stores and they think, well, because it's a big store, that they should just be quick about it. And I think that's why these stores have went to self-checkouts. And people complain about that. They say, well, we don't want to use those. But I think the reason they did it was to try to, you know, you can put six registers in where you could have only fit one. If you build it.
Well.
But people don't like that either. When you put six of those in, they start telling you you're trying to get rid of all the employees. I don't want to do this. I don't want to learn that. You can never make people happy.
No,
I guess,
not everybody, no.
Right. And I don't understand that as a whole, because, I just figure when I'm going in somewhere, especially the post office. Post office is the worst.
Post office is terrible.
Terrible. And they don't bother opening up. They have two people, if you're lucky, working the counter.
Right.
But they're not opening up, and they've got people back there sorting mail.
No, that's true.
Yeah, but nobody ever really reams them for
I don't know. I've when I was working, cuz I was at the post office every day, yeah, they deal with a lot of unhappy people.
But I think they have more of a chip. You know, I think maybe they feel their jobs are more secure because they're not in the hospitality business.
Yeah.
So they just tell them. They say, well, listen, you know, if you don't want to mail your package, I guess you can deliver it yourself.
That's true.
So maybe it's just, maybe it's the amount of patience you have. I guess the whole thing about this, as the caller said earlier, do we have less patience now? I really think we do. I don't think we want to wait for anything.
It's a fast-paced world. It's not slow and easy like it was.
No.
Even the difference from when I was a kid to now, and yeah, it's impatient.
Well, in the story,
but I wanted to just call in and tell you my little gripe about with all the registers.
But I want to say this before, because this is something I just witnessed, because this is a busy time. It's Thanksgiving time.
Uh-huh.
And a lady the other day, I saw, she was an older lady, and she was a shorter lady, so she couldn't reach something on the top shelf.
Uh-huh.
So she went over, and she asked somebody, she said, can somebody please help me get this, I believe it was pop, off the top shelf? And the person said, yeah, let me get somebody to come over and help you. And I saw that person go over to somebody who was bagging groceries and said, could you help this person in aisle whatever? And they said, sure, as soon as I finish bagging this. They finished bagging it. They go to the aisle. They said, can I help you, ma'am? And the woman said, I don't have time to wait on this now.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what you get. And you know, what do? Do you tell the person whose groceries you're bagging, sorry, I'm not going to finish, I got to go back and take this pop off the shelf for this woman? You can't please everybody,
no.
I think is what you learn.
No, you can't. You can't.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sure, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to talk to you about this. If you're getting the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Remember, the topic is impatience. Are we a patient society, or have we all gone over into the impatient side of things when it comes to people bagging groceries or waiting in line at the grocery or retail store or the fast food place or any place else for that matter? Are our patients shot? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you always see it at holiday time. And as I say, if the line was ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Now, what I was saying this morning, as I was going through the line, when these two people almost hit the parked car and got into the other line, I ended up behind one of them as we were going to pay for the food and going through the windows and so on and so forth. So I'm behind in the line, and I get up to the line to pay for my soda this morning, which is a dollar. And the person in the window said, well, it's already paid for. Now, I don't know if the person in front of me paid for it. I don't know if because the line was moving so slow that the restaurant decided to pay for it this morning. I don't really know what happened. But now see, this is the converse side of this whole impatient thing, is that people do have good intentions sometimes. I mean, maybe they did pay for my drink. I wish I would have ordered more if I'd known this was going to happen. But this is funny. Because, like I say, people will cut you off. People will about hit parked cars. People don't have the patience. But they will also do things like that. They'll buy your food, strangers. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting, interesting thing. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on any of this stuff? And remember, if the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We certainly would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Also, do want to mention again both of these events. The Free Food Bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ. Hold on, we're going to take the phone call. We will come back to these events momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking to my brother the other day, and he said he was going not in Marion North, and said that there was a lady coming in, and she didn't have a mask on. And he says, can I loan you a mask? And she gave him the dirtiest look, and she turned around and got back in her car.
Well, you know, and is it, now, do you think that would have happened 20 years ago?
No.
No. What has happened?
It's all about me.
Yeah.
If me is not going to benefit, then just go. You know, just move on. And then you were talking about the McDonald's situation. I have a friend that's husband's on dialysis. And so for the last 3.5 years, she's had to take him 3 times a week. And she said she was really having a bad day. And she said that she went to McDonald's, and it was in Kenton, and get her a pop. And she says, so I just got a small pop and a sandwich. And she said she got up to pay for it. And the lady says, well, she says, that's already been paid for. And she says, really? He says, yeah, the guy ahead of you paid for it. And she said, you know something? That kind of renewed my faith in the human race. She says, I've never had anybody do that. And she said, that guy will never know how he brightened my day.
Well, and that's exactly how I felt this morning. And this is the weird converse thing of life, is so people do have good intentions, And they do stuff like that. And apparently this is a common thing. It happened to your friend. It happened to me this morning. But what I don't understand is it's the same people who will cut you off 5 minutes earlier and about hit a parked car. So I don't know if they're
What's
just...
What's everybody's hurry?
I don't know. I can't figure it.
I used to tell my kids, now, you think might think you're in a hurry, but if you have an accident, you're going to wait on the cops. You're going to have to go through all that insurance stuff. You're going to have to do all that. And I says, and you're going to be a lot later. So there is no point in getting in such a hurry. I says, you ain't got anything that important to do. But I did think that was kind of interesting when what my brother said when he offered the lady a mask, and she just turned around and got back in her car and left. He says, well, at least she didn't go in there and contaminate anybody.
Well, you know the funny thing about this whole mask thing, and I, again, was having, because this mask thing has turned into a huge conversation. Now, when it comes to the mask, I think, okay, if you don't believe that you should be wearing one, which maybe this person did not, this lady, and if you don't feel that, if you're angry about it, or whatever it may be, what I don't understand is, wouldn't you just wear it to protect the other person? I mean, I don't, it's much like drunk driving to me, that, you know, I can't stop you from drinking. If you want to drink, you can drink. But the reason we don't want you to drink and drive, I mean, yes, we don't want you to kill yourself, but we really don't want you killing other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about a judge here in town, and we don't know what the particulars of that case are yet, but, you know, I would say there was alcohol involved there, according to all the reports, and it had nothing to do with them. I mean, they did not receive any injury at all. But the other person who had not decided to drink, had not taken a sip of alcohol at all that we know of in the other car, they're the one that paid a price.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah. That's what the mask is to me. It's not a, if you don't want to protect yourself, fine. Don't wear a mask at home. You know, pretend like it doesn't exist, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be out in public around other people, people are cautious. The emergency rooms are cautious. So why wouldn't you just do it for that reason, to give other people peace of mind?
Or it goes right back. We didn't want to wear seatbelts either.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's funny because and I believe this is true, but seatbelts and texting while driving, I still think are both secondary offenses. You've got to be pulled over for something else first. They can't pull you over just for that.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, if you're stopped at a stoplight there, and this probably is not so, but it always seems to me like it's women more than men. But they have a cigarette in one hand, a cell phone in the other hand, and they're driving with their elbows.
Well, isn't that funny that has never been outlawed? That when everybody was smoking, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking and driving was never outlawed, and eating has never been outlawed in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they figure they'd be pulling everybody over.
Well, yeah, and we can't put the blame on everybody, you know, because it's not everybody that does it. But just to throw out another thing, I never can understand why in this day and age, when you're not supposed to take your hands off the wheel, they took the dimmer thing off of the floor.
That, well, yeah, you know, and I'll tell you something. When I was there this morning waiting in that line and these two cars went around me, the only thing that really popped in my mind for sure was I kept thinking, because obviously it left me in a longer line, and I kept thinking, did they not think that I did not see that side was shorter? I mean, did they think I was just wanting to wait longer? I mean, I'm not even sure what the thought process was in their head on why they would go around me, because I guess maybe if they thought that lane wasn't being used,
They didn't think.
They didn't think. Yeah, but they don't look back either, because they've probably been given some gestures enough times that they know.
Well, and they probably handed them out a little, too, so it's not a big deal.
They probably have.
It's too bad, but this is a world of me.
I would
doesn't
not...
doesn't affect me. That's the other guy's fault.
I would not disagree.
Yeah. Hey, it's been real. I appreciate your show. Thank God for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if we're on the line with somebody else, just the phone will ring busy. And keep on trying back, 740-383-9944. The topic is, why have we become a less patient society? Why is this happening? And are we? I mean, the callers this morning have seemed to agree that we are, but are we a patient society, or have we all just went nuts and we're not patient anymore? And as the last caller said, me, 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 and we just do what we want. 41 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A lot of good input here this morning. Give me a buzz. But as I say, some people are nice. Person bought my drink this morning, and it happened to that lady's friend who just called in, the caller's friend. You know, that, so that does happen. People do have good intentions. People are nice, but they'll also cut you off 5 minutes earlier. It's a strange, maybe a strange personality flaw. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a call. Another thought on this thing. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, here's my 2 cents worth, Scott.
Here we go.
I think it's a lot of these people nowadays, these kids that's coming up, they don't have no home training.
So you think this all starts at home?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So what are they missing?
Most everything does.
Well, what are they missing that's causing this?
Well, I know we have to word this a little carefully because we're on the radio, but a good old-fashioned whooping.
I just think
that's like, I could never be a teacher. I mean, not that I'm smart enough to be one. I barely, you know, didn't have to finish school myself. But the way these kids talk to teachers, and instead of, you know, you're going to get it again when you go home if you get in trouble in school, the parents, they're pretty much high-fiving the kids. They get them pumped up to disrespect the teachers. Oh, stand up for yourself. They don't have the right to tell you what to do, and da-da-da-da-da.
Well,
you know, and I'm not trying to say make America great again and everything that was done in 1950 was wonderful, but there is something to be said for some of the old-fashioned ways of doing things. You know, people have children aren't meant to respect elders. They're not put in their place. They're allowed to run hog wild. And so then when they get older, that just carries over into their, you know, adulthood.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have, because you hear this a lot, spare the rod and spoil the child, that's still around and all that. But, you know, I've thought about this when it comes to kids at school, because they did do away with corporal punishment at school. But here's the thing I don't understand. This is where I think the real problem has come, and I really don't see it as corporal punishment a problem, and I'll tell you why. Because two reasons. Number one, for something you just said, how we treat the elderly now, which is very poor. Now,
oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to spank a 50-year-old who treats their elderly parent bad. It wouldn't even come in their mind, and that's not going to fix the problem at 50 years old anyway, and maybe they were paddled by that elderly parent when they were young, and now it's just they resent them. And when it comes to school and paddling, I don't think it's the lack of paddling, because punishment, they can still expel, they can still suspend, they can still...
If you're unruly to begin with, that expulsion and suspension... First of all, I have experience with kids that have been expelled. The courts will make you go to legal aid and obtain a lawyer and go to the expulsion hearing and get it overturned just so they can go back to school and show their rear ends again.
Well, right, but here's what I'm saying about the whole...
And if you're a delinquent child... expulsions, they said at home on the couch in the house that you provide with a cable TV that you provide, and then they think they're on vacation.
Well,
but it's always I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off, but I'll forget what I want to say if I don't blurt it out. I don't know, though, from a parental standpoint, I think it's my job to, you know, whip my kids. I don't know if I'd want some principal somewhere taking it. My brother got a whipping when we was growing up. I never got one. But I asked him because I thought, ain't nobody got nothing on my mom. I said, Todd, did it hurt? And he said, well, heck yeah. And he said, he's like, heck yeah. But I just don't know how I feel about a stranger beating on my kids. But
well,
somebody's got to do it.
Well, that's why it stopped. And it wasn't everybody, but the reason it stopped was because there were some principals and there were some teachers across the country who were using things that they shouldn't have been using, and they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
Right.
And if a kid was not, and kids were getting spanked who were not the culprit.
Right.
And so that was one. But the problem is they do have punishments, and whatever the faults are with expulsion and expelling and suspension or whatever they are, the problem I don't think is that. I don't think putting that back in place would work. I think the problem is no matter what you do is exactly what you just said. Now, it used to be if you expelled a kid, expellings have been around since the beginning of time. If you expelled a kid, the parent believed the teacher, the kid was expelled, and they didn't go back that year. Now, the parent says, not my Johnny, not my Susie, let's go to legal aid and let's sue the school.
Oh, I was court ordered to do that. The magistrate, she forced me, she told me you were going to go to legal aid, they will give you a lawyer that will go to the expulsion hearing. And so off we went, right? And that is exactly what happened. They overturned the expulsion and my son was allowed to go to school the next week. Well, he was trying to get expelled. He didn't want to be there. So what did he do? He goes back to school next week, did something even worse, and then they expelled him, and that one stuck. And I'm not saying, going back to the corporal punishment, I'm not saying the only way to discipline a child is the whippings, although I don't think whippings are a terrible idea. But, you know, there's other ways you can discipline a kid. I'm just saying the lack thereof has a lot to do with why people act the way they do nowadays.
I think there's probably some truth in that. I just think for some reason, down to the smallest thing, I mean, if you even send home a note saying that the kid wasn't paying attention today, something very minute, or causing a disruption, the parent will tell you, not my kid, I asked them.
Not all parents, because I just got a call home from my son's teacher. I'm sure he'd really love me talking about this on the radio. Anyway, my youngest son's first period teacher called home, and he knows I work days, so he called at 6:30 in the morning to let me know that my son was falling asleep in school during his first period. And my reaction was to go to my son and talk to him about it and, you know, approach him. And he was mad. He was mad, you know, not embarrassed himself. He was mad at the teacher for calling me and ratting him out. I'm like, that is that man's job. Like, these kids nowadays have a totally messed up concept of, you know, staying in their place and who they are. They think they're running the show.
But you know, if you, and we'll go back to this just for a second, if you went into a grocery store and you were not with your kid, your kid's in another aisle, you're in another aisle, and that kid tried to sneak something into their jacket, and some adult who you don't know from Adam was working in that grocery store and saw the kid do it and stopped him and then said, where's your mother? Took him over to mom and said, mom, the kid tried to steal something. Mom would get angry because you believe the adult. The kid would probably try to deny it because that's what kids do. And,
right.
But you'd believe the adult. But at school, the same situation can happen. They tried to steal a book. They were tearing pages out of a book at school. You send that note home, and half the time you never see the note again, or you get a call from the parent telling you that it didn't happen. It's
right,
the only
no real follow-up?
No, it's the only situation I've ever seen in life where an adult will believe a kid over another adult, and I don't know why.
I give all the teachers all the credit in the world because, like I said, they have a very tough job with the way kids are acting nowadays, but... And I have met some teachers whom I wouldn't put lying past them, and I've questioned, like, you know, well, did you see my kid do this or that? Because my kids, some of my kids, they make you sorry for going to bat for them. And some of the trust teachers I didn't necessarily trust, you know, take their word, you know, of gospel. So I always sort of had to go in and mediate things, and I wanted to know the facts and this and that. And, but for the most part, it's like you said, I mean, if the teacher said, hey, they did this and this, then you know, they're probably telling me the truth and the kid needs it dealt with. And then, but yeah, I don't know. I just think, I mean, is it just me? What's your opinion? Don't you think kids are kind of out of control these days?
Well, I think kids are different these days. I think I think this has happened over time, though. I think, you know, it's interesting because if you were a kid in the 50s, you had television and you had outside and you had your friends and that was about it. Well, now, you know, every kid's got a cell phone. Kids can put something on a TikTok and within minutes there's somebody in Australia talking to them. It's
yeah,
a whole different,
that's so scary.
Yeah, it's a whole different type of thing. And the bullying, now I think I would have much rather wanted to be a kid. People always say, well, kids have it so good now. Well, I'll guess you what, I would have much rather been a kid in the 50s when it comes to bullying, because certainly in the 50s, if somebody wanted to make fun of your clothes or your hair, they couldn't put it on social media and have 10,000 people see it within minutes,
right?
You know, so I think kids have it harder now.
Well,
right?
And another thing, not saying this is good or bad, just something I've noticed, and I think everybody always talks about this. Back in the day, even when I was growing up, if two people had a problem, chances are, if they couldn't resolve it and it kept going, you just went outside and had a good old-fashioned knock-down drag-out. Chances are, afterwards, you end up becoming friends with the person, you know, and you just, it is what it is. You got it out of your system, so to speak. Now, people, you get a gun or a knife, or you got to go get, you know, three or four friends and then you jump the person. Like, there's just not a lot of integrity, I don't think.
Well, I think there's something happened along the way where people don't really want to fight. I've never known anybody who really liked to fight physically. Because, you know, even when you hit somebody, you hurt
yourself. You've never met nobody like that?
You know, I think they say it. And I know people who, I always say, you know, you see this a lot of times when two people fight, you know, they'll walk up to each other and the person will say, hit me first because I don't want to be charged with starting the fight. Well, you know what, I know some people who, if you would have said, hit me first, you wouldn't have finished the sentence and you'd have been on your back. Now, I think that they were not afraid to fight, but that's different than wanting to. I think some people just have a hair trigger, and you're not going to say something to them. You're not going to talk about their mother. You're not going to talk about their family, and they are going to hit you if you say something. But do they want to do it? I don't know that they want to do it, because if you hit somebody, you do hurt your hand. Look at somebody who punches somebody without a boxing glove on. I mean, you're going to hurt your hand.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it's not, you know, you're not supposed to fight. It's not good. It's not becoming of a person. It's not what it says to do in the Bible, yada, yada, yada. But my thing is like, hey, at least if two people are squaring up, you know, and dealing with their problems that way. Don't you think that's better than how they do nowadays, where they go shoot the person's house up, or you could get stabbed or jumped, or like you said, the cyberbullying. Like, that's a cowardly way of dealing with things.
Yeah, I certainly don't think you want to use guns or knives, but I also think that sometimes, you know, you got a kid who's 5 foot, and you got a kid who's 6'3" playing for the football team, and I don't know, and the kid usually who's getting treated poorly is the smaller kid, and I
don't
think,
shortchange the little guys. Sometimes dynamite comes in big packages, and them big guys, sometimes they've never been in a fight because they use their size to intimidate people. The little guys had to fight his whole life.
Well, that's true, but I don't know if I want to put there has to be a way where everybody throughout your life has to resolve problems. And I think there just has to be maybe better problem management. I think a lot of times that these things create problems. You know, a lot of times you'll have one of these fights, and let's say it's a good fight. Let's say they fight for 10 minutes.
A good fight.
Yeah, it's a good fight.
Well, people, that was a really great fight.
Well, you know when it's a good fight, because
yeah,
all these
know,
people, you
I
can't
know,
even get through the crowd. You can't even get through the crowd to break it up.
And the teacher's lucky if they don't get clocked.
That's right.
It was a real good one this time.
So you got a real good fight going on there, and you know what happens is, and you stop it, and then what happens is they can't wait to get at each other again to know.
No, I mean, like I said, sometimes, haven't you ever heard of that? Sometimes people respect the other guy for, you know, and stand up enough to, you know, put their dukes up with, and sometimes they end up becoming friends.
Well, I think it happens, but I don't know why we gotta break somebody's jaw to get to that point.
Well, yeah. How did we even get to this point? Like, we really went... We digressed a lot, don't we?
Well, I think what happened was, is I'm going to start keeping fruitcakes in the car.
Oh,
and I'm just going to heave them through the windows.
Nobody will mess with you. That's a lethal weapon.
A lethal weapon. If you eat it or throw it, it's a lethal weapon. So it goes both ways.
Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, but we're covering a litany of topics today. We've talked about do people have patience in grocery stores, department stores, fast food lines? Is it better than it was 40, 50, 60 years ago, even 10 years ago? What do you think about corporal punishment in school? Boy, that's a big topic all the time. Do you think that this is where it started? I think that's where that conversation veered off a little bit. Is that why people have no patience? Is it because and no respect? Is it because it all started back in school that people aren't allowed to punish people like they once were? Is that the problem? 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I don't really have anything to talk about, but I haven't been on your show for a while, so I thought I'd check in and let the haters know that I'm alive, well, and still ticking. Or maybe it's clicking.
Well, have you got some backlash? Do you think you have haters out there?
I think we all do, but I'm sure I got a couple, but it just makes it more fun.
So what do you think these days people are angry about?
Our life, our world is being ripped apart from us, and it's what is a real problem has become such a political issue, and it's really a shame because it's caused so much propaganda, and now we have a governor who, is not very well liked right now. And as well as certain counties, and it's a continuing issue. And you know, I don't have a lot of family, and I don't think I even have 10 close friends. I mean, I have maybe half that many. So, but people that do, this Thanksgiving is going to be tricky. You know how I feel about it. But
well,
it's going to make things very difficult. You know, the holiday season is depressing. I mean, it's depressing for me, but it's depressing for anybody because it starts getting colder. That there's less light. People have struggles with family and friends, so it's going to be a difficult time. I don't know what to say, but I feel people's pain for sure.
Well, I think one of the problems that the governor has run into, because he did try very hard this time not to close the businesses, just put this curfew in, and it's easy to check this, the hospitals are overrun, and that's a very scary thing. And whether or not people believe in this illness right now, I cannot remember any time in the last 30 years where the hospitals have been to a point where they are saying, you know, a few more patients and we're not going to be able to handle this. And if you have a heart attack or a stroke, where are you going to go? You know, I know of somebody who went to the hospital here in Marion, which is a big hospital for a town of this size.
Marion probably has, you know, in terms of per capita number of beds by population, possibly the biggest in the state. Yeah,
biggest in state. And
surprised how big that hospital is, I mean, for a city with 35,000 people. Yeah, no,
right.
We're very lucky to have that. I mean, the medical care is excellent.
And even it's overrun.
Ohio.
And even it's overrun.
Yeah.
So what's causing all this overrun problem, I think, is what the governor's dealing with right now. I really don't think that his issue...
The shortening hours, though, that has the opposite effect, because if you spread the hours out, people can do things throughout the day. It's not going to solve anything. And closing bars and restaurants early, people will do stuff at home. And I agree, if you're around other Homo sapiens, you are possibly going to catch a communicable disease or anything else you can catch from another human. There's no logic at all. And the way it's been gone about, it's almost like they gave us back the bars when things reopened in late May, early June, and now they're taking it away, and it's actually worse than it was in some ways.
Well, I think
back in the early spring.
Well, we're coming up on the break here, but what I want to say about that I think that what did happen back in March and April, when they did close things down, the numbers were low, and the hospitals never got to a point to where they were having this issue, and they didn't run out of PPE. And then when they put the mask mandate in, we saw the numbers take another dip. they went back down. And I think when left up to people's own devices with no curfew, and even just saying, please put the mask on, not making it a big thing, what happened was the hospitals got overrun. People went out to elections. People went out for Halloween. People got together for football games. People went back to school. And we got to a point now where people aren't getting... are in danger of losing their medical care. So I don't think you can not do anything and just let that continue to overrun itself.
Yeah, well, we can agree to disagree. I'm not in favor of this this forced change in our lifestyle. I assume humans can make intelligent decisions. And the logic where you're just limiting hours, there's no... That is so ridiculous.
You know, you would think that humans could make decisions, but every day somebody will get in a car and drive drunk. Every day somebody will speed.
Correct.
Every day.
And
they
I am
don't
in
always.
Favor of putting the hammer down on that kind of irresponsible behavior, without question. As I said, I'm driving right now. I have an appointment on the other side of town here, and I... just try to drive safely, because you never know. And thank goodness, you know, I mean, I guess I am a safe driver, but I know not everybody out there is as conscientious as I am. I like to think they were, but let's hope that the glass is half full.
We'll see how it all takes out. We're coming up on the break. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. Back in 10 minutes.
Of my shirt or something.
And legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
Well, God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitative, but never duplicate. To say you're a guy. So whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.